This is Dr. Mejia, the hemophilia patient, Angela Luque, L-U-Q-E-E, Q-U-E, medical records 148362, third birth 218-1986, referring physician, Dr. Luis del Pilar, procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, tattoo placement, date of the procedure February 2nd, 2022, indications, bloating, epigastric pain, diarrhea, post-op diagnosis, prevention 1, normal appearing EGD, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, diverticulosis coli, number 4, a submucosal nodule noted at 50 centimeters from the anosphere, paragraph, probably descending colon, period. Deformed section, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, terminal alien complication, known immediately. Medication, aspirin, monitoring, anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, period, paragraph. Over the procedure, aspirin, double template, period, terminal alien was also examined, period, paragraph. Findings, oropharynx, appear normal, period, paragraph. Esophagus, appear normal, period, paragraph. Stomach, appear normal, biopsy taken from antrum, barrigal, H. pylori, period, paragraph. Duodenum, D1, D2, appear normal, biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, oral celiac disease, period, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Simo descending colon, appear normal, appear in the descending colon about 50 centimeters from the anus. There is a submucosal nodule about 1 centimeter. Has an ulcerated tip. Period biopsies were taken. Period. Paragraph 8, tattoo was placed. Period. Spinifex appear normal, appear transverse colon, scattered reticulosis present. Period. Hepatiflex appear normal, period. Paragraph ascending colon cecum appear normal, period. Terminal ileum appear normal, period. Paragraph biopsy taken from the right and left side of the colon. Rule out microscopic colitis, period. Paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, enter inflammation. Number 3, avoid incest. Number 4, monitor clinic. Clinic's number. We would schedule patient for endoscopic ultrasound. For evaluation of the descending colon submucosal nodule, period. Further recommendations were based on endoscopic ultrasound, period. Patient is to repeat colonoscopy in 1 year to follow up on submucosal nodule, period. End of dictation.